Let me ask you this question. What do you owe God? See, every month we get a statement. It tells us what our debts are. Credit card debt, housing debt, school loan debt, car payment debt. And you get a reckoning. Oh man, I'm that far in the hole. What if God sent you that ledger each month, a reckoning and an accounting? God said, oh, you didn't give, you didn't serve, you didn't pray, you didn't care. You were supposed to speak to that person, the Holy Spirit convicted you, you didn't do it. You're supposed to love and help here, you didn't, you were too busy. You were supposed to pay attention to that person, but you're too busy dinking around on your phone, you didn't even see him. What if God took an account of all your sin, past, present, future, all your thought, word, deed, sin of commission and omission, everything you have not done, and everything you have done, you've done to your shame because it was ought not to be done. What if God sent you a bill every month? What would you owe God? What would your debt be? What is your debt? That's Jesus' point. Some of you would say, well, okay, from this day forward, I'm going to live a good life, but you're not going to live a perfect life. And even if you do live a perfect life, all you do is not add to your debt. You don't pay any of it off because you'll only be doing what you're supposed to. What Jesus says is, God has come to forgive debt. That's what Jesus prays. Forgive us our debts. Forgive us our debts, God. And Jesus is the means by which our debts are paid. Jesus is going to ultimately go to the cross. He's going to substitute himself and die in our place for our sins. And it's religious people who are going to murder him. And 3 days later, he's going to come back on a Sunday to pay our debt to God. And see, what religion tells us is how to pay our debt to God. We don't pay our debt to God. Jesus is our God and he pays our debt. Jesus pays our debt. Every other religion tells you what you should do to pay your debt to God. Go to purgatory and suffer, reincarnate through multiple lifetimes to suffer and pay God back. Go to Mecca, do these things, give this money, whatever it might be. No. Jesus says, Simon, you may think your debts are small and her debts are large, and some of you feel that way. I'm not a big sinner. I'm a little sinner. I just have a little debt to God. That's enough to go to hell. Because either you pay God back in hell or God is paid back at the cross of Jesus. Either way, a holy, just, good, righteous God has justice. Rightly so. So that he could still be good. But in dying in our place for our sins, he proves himself to be loving, merciful, gracious, and kind. So all debts will be paid. Some of you are going to hell. Some of you are going to suffer conscious, eternal torment forever, separated from God. And for those of you who come to Jesus, your debt is canceled. That's where Jesus says on the cross, it is finished, debt paid in full, nothing left to do to have forgiveness in the sight of God.